This is Healthy Children with Melanie Cole and expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics on Radio MD.
Well, it is certainly spring break time, and whether you've got kids and you're all going on vacation together, or your teens are all of a sudden going on a trip with their friends or their friends' families, or your college kids are saying, "Mom, I'm going to Fort Lauderdale for spring break this year." As a parent, you think of all the things you've got to, you know, make sure happen to keep your kids safe during spring break. And of course, my guest today, Dr. Deborah Mulligan, fam favorite here at Healthy Children, director of the Institute for Child Health Policy. So, Dr. Mulligan, spring break, let's start with the little guys. If you're going as a family and you're going to be at a beach or someplace where they're in the sun, give your best beach safety for spring break time.
Well, and as you know, I'm right in the heart of ultra and spring break.
Yeah.
So what I would say is, you know, this year, if I could just sort of direct it this way, you know, whether it's spring break for, as you say, a relaxing family holiday in the sun, or it's day drinking and bikini-clad college students with what I'm looking out the window here, this, you know, tradition has its own set of travel challenges this year, in particular for those who are traveling to coastal destinations. And so a lot of families are asking themselves about Zika virus, and I would like us to also touch upon that if we could. As, you know, people are coming to the Caribbean, including Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, and so forth, those popular spring break destinations for families, as well as their college students, there needs to be an awareness of beach safety, which includes protecting yourself and your family from mosquito bites. And so the best way to prevent the spread of mosquito-borne illness is to keep yourself and your family members from being bit at all. And so while you're on the beach with the kids, you're going to be applying sunscreen first on the children and then insect repellent second. So be sure to follow the instructions on the label. And
wait, repeat
both.
That, Dr. Mulligan. Okay, so yeah. You're saying sunscreen first, then
correct.
Insect repellent second.
Correct.
Okay, that's good. That is great advice. We haven't had a doctor come on any of our shows and say that. So rock on you.
Well, hey, this is Dr. Mulligan. That's why
it
I'm
is.
Your fan favorite.
It is absolutely the truth.
So be sure to follow the instructions on the label. And just as with your sunscreen, you're going to reapply every couple of hours because, remember, you're going to be sweating or swimming and this stuff comes off. And in addition, for the children, if you're not sure about which insect repellent is safe for the different age groups, you can just go to either healthychildren.org for the AAP or one of the EPA search tools where they'll tell you exactly whether the age of your child is safe for the DEET or the oil of lemon eucalyptus, whatever type of repellent you want to use.
So important. I'm so glad you brought up Zika because it is making people change their spring break plans. And if you're a woman of childbearing ages, sometimes they're not even going on cruises and going to places where the virus has been, you know, found and seen. So very, very interesting for you to bring it up. Now, you did mention, and we've talked a little bit about sun tanning and SPF and such with our little guys.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's talk about those college students and the day drinking thing, because it is a worrisome thing for parents to think that their children are going on spring break. Is there anything, Dr. Mulligan, anything short of getting you to go watch over them because they're going to Florida? What can we do to try and talk our older teens into being safe during spring break?
Right, and so working in the emergency department, we do get kids that overindulge. They don't know their limitations. They're in the sun. They're starting to drink earlier in the day. And what we want you kids to, or young folks to remember, is that as part of your break, remember that alcohol can impair your judgment and your actions. So you want to make sure that you're doing lots of hydration with alternative drinks, like maybe a Gatorade or electrolyte drink or water, so that your day is not consuming alcohol all day long on the beach. Also, you want to watch your drink. If you're going to not only Florida, but if they're going to other countries where the drinking age limit is lower than here in the United States, you want to keep an eye on your drink. You don't want to let that glass go because you want to be careful about people who might not be good citizens and have some ideas to put something in your drink and cause you harm down the line.
See, that's important. That is really important to point out to our kids, is that, you know, they don't know if they're in a different town, a different city, a different state, or even a different country. They don't know what to expect there and what kinds of people, you know, are cruising around looking for spring break suckers that they can pickpocket or do any of those kinds of things. So the drinking advice is really, really good advice. And what about safety, buddy system, hanging out with people and, you know, they meet new people on those beaches. And what do you tell them about that?
Right. So you should always stay among your group of friends or at least one other good friend you trust. And because the city is new to you, you may not know any family or friends locally. And so you want to place trust in your friends that you came to vacation with. And the other thing to think about protecting yourself that goes along with alcohol is we can't avoid mentioning that love is all around and so are sexually transmitted diseases.
Ooh, good point.
So we want to make sure that you prevent sexually transmitted diseases or unintended pregnancy. Of course, the best way is not to have sex at all, but if you choose to have sex, then please be sure to use some condoms and have a monogamous relationship if possible. But in any case, protect yourself for sure.
So now what about nutrition? Because, again, those college students, they don't eat too much, and they get drunkorexia because they just figure I'm going to save my calories for my drinking, and I'm not even going to bother eating. And it's sometimes hard to eat healthy when you're on spring break.
It's true. So you want to try to eat healthy as best you can because having a good time also takes energy and fuel. You want to be energized and ready to greet the day and head through to the night. So what does that mean? You have to eat a variety of foods. So there's plenty of places where you're traveling, whether it's in the U.S. or outside, to get some fruits and vegetables. There's plenty of the kids love the juice bars. Those are very popular. Get some protein, whether it's fish or legumes, poultry, meat, and make sure that you drink lots of water. Go easy on the salt, easy on the sugar, easy on the alcohol and the saturated fats.
Okay, so now storms, they're out on the beach, and you have told a story on this show before about being almost struck by lightning, and it still sticks with me, that story you told. But so what do you want these guys to know about storms and the ones that just pop up if they're in Jamaica or someplace?
You're right, and I was on a run, and the clouds started barreling in. Honestly, didn't think about any lightning. It didn't seem like that kind of storm, but I was wrong. And the lightning went right by my face and hit the wall next to me. I was lucky I didn't get hit. So the point of that is always be conscientious about the weather changes, especially in states like Florida, where we have a lot of lightning in these hot summer times. If the lifeguards and are shooing you off the beach, then please get up and get off the beach. If you see that there's bad storm rolling in, it's best to get out of the water and seek shelter in a safe place. Get off the beach, obviously, in case of lightning, and or out of the pool area or off the golf course. If you're out on a golf course, they usually have some kind of alarm. Pay attention to the alarm, respect it, and get into a shelter to be safe.
Okay, 30 seconds, wrap the whole thing up for spring break safety for all our little guys.
Well, we want to have good sun safety. We want to not use tanning salons. We want to protect ourselves against mosquito bites. We want to protect ourselves by limiting alcohol, thinking before putting yourself at any risk for injury, meaning use your seatbelts, do all the right things, life vests in a boat, know the ropes, meaning know where you are, and maintain a buddy with you at all times. And eat healthy, stay smoke-free, and be aware of rip currents.
Wow, that is a wonderful wrap-up, Dr. Mulligan. There's a reason we love having you on the show. That's all great advice. And if you missed any of what Dr. Mulligan was just saying, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. You know what? Better yet, send this show to your teen so that they can hear the great information that Dr. Mulligan gave today. This is Melanie Cole. Everybody be safe. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Stay well.